Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. What's going on, guys? Today, I want to talk to you about this concept of having a strong why. What is your why? Why do you do what you do? What is the purpose behind what you do? Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you wake up in the morning and go to work? Why do you wake up in the morning and start your day by doing certain things? Why do you get up out of bed even? What is the purpose behind your day-to-day actions? I want to talk about your why. Now, what I won't expect from you coming out of this conversation is for you to have a clear why and ready to run into the world and make change. Maybe you already have your why. That's cool. The purpose of this conversation is not to tell you what I think you need to do when it comes to your why. That is a decision that only you can make. I'll let Simon Sinek help you walk through that. I'll let John Maxwell, help you walk through that. There's plenty of conversations about the why in the leadership space, in the self-help space. But what the purpose of this conversation is today is to really help you process. Like, why do you do the things that you do? Is there a reasoning? Is there a backing behind it? Is there a strong purpose that guides and leads you and really is kind of your North Star, your compass, making sure that you don't veer off course? What is your why? Because when you walk in the world, it's just reality. Whether you're walking into school today or you're walking into, your classroom today or you're walking into a boardroom today, you have to understand that your why can be easily distorted. If you do not know why you do the things that you do, then when somebody throws money at you, you'll take that because that'll be your why. See, I'm not talking about these materialistic things being your why. Why I want a bigger house? I don't think that's a solid why. Other self-help, folks will tell you, no, for sure, that's your why. Or I want money. That's your why. It's like, I don't think that's going to sustain you. Because here's the reality. You can't take it with you anyway. Here's the reality, something that I've observed under the sun, is that wealth is just going to be given to somebody else when you pass on. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose of what you do and why you do it? It's so important to walk into your world with a strong and a clear why, because if not, it can be easily corrupted by the world around you. And the moment that you've been given a certain amount of money or a certain amount of status or a certain amount of influence, you can very much prostitute your why to the highest bidder. So what does it look like for you today to have a strong why? What is your why? I think about the words of King Solomon, and I was thinking about this to even get to this point of understanding my why. Why do I do what I do? I know what my why is, and I'll tell you what it is in just a second, but I want to process through what King Solomon says. And I love the heading of this particular portion. It talks about like the advantages of companionship, but he says this. He says, "This is the case of a man who is all alone." King Solomon was one of the wisest men to ever live, right? A wise king. "This is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is all so meaningless and depressing." When I read that, it kind of hit me. It kind of struck me in the heart. What King Solomon is getting at is, why do you do what you do? Truly. He said, there's a case of a man who was alone without a child or a brother who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. And he basically concludes that that's meaningless and depressing. Why? Because he doesn't understand his why. This person without child or brother, without someone to pass his wealth on to, without someone to be the beneficiary of the work that he has done, without having a clear understanding of why he's doing what he's doing, everything that he is doing is ultimately meaningless and depressing. What is your why? For me, King Solomon's getting at the point, for me, my why is my kids, my family. My why is my kids and my family. I want to leave an inheritance for my children. So I go out every day with them in mind, with the future in mind, with my family in mind. How can I support them? How can I be a blessing for them? How can I create experiences in their lives that they'll remember and that will last for a lifetime? Those are the things that matter to me the most. What is your why? Why do you do what you do? A secondary why, that's my most important why, if I'm being frank and honest, but I know the secondary why is I have a passion for reaching the next generation. I have a passion for seeing races reconciled. I have a passion for seeing proper treatment of those who have been othered in society, helping the most marginalized in society. Those are the reasons why I get up in the morning and do what I do, so that people are seen, so that people are known, so that people are loved. I have a passion for encouragement. Encouragement is my why. I wake up every morning and I do this podcast. Why? So that you would be encouraged. I have a strong why, and I refuse to allow my why to be corrupted by the world around me. I will be encouraging when everyone else is negative. I will be loving and caring and kind when everyone else is cutthroat. I will be gentle and humble and meek when everyone else is boasting and braggadocious and arrogant. I know my why. What's your why? Why do you work as hard as you do? Why are you grinding so hard? It can't just be for the material. What is in the immaterial, the unseen that is happening beneath the waterline of your heart that is helping lead you to a greater purpose? What's in the immaterial that is motivating you and driving you? Is it love? Is it care? Is it compassion? What is your why? As you take some time today to process through your why, process through why you do what you do, please don't find yourself in the position of the man who was without child or brother who didn't understand why he was working as hard as he was. Don't find yourself in that position. Now, it's very easy for us to find ourselves in positions where we're going, where we're going, where we're going at the pace that the world is set for us. And there's a different pace, there's another pace, and there's a greater purpose for you to run and chase after. So what is your why? What does it look like for you to develop a strong why? I don't have a whole lot of answers for you today. I just want you to meditate on that question. What is your why? Think through it all day long. Is my why my children? Is my why my family? Is my why greater purpose? Is my why impact? What is your why? Take some time today. Process through that. Think on it. Meditate on it. And then as you wake up tomorrow, let that be at the forefront of your mind. That when you wake up, when you've been given another day of breath in your body, that this day, that day will be lived purposefully, on purpose, with purpose, because you have developed a strong why that cannot be corrupted by the world around you. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.